Today I have the topic of suffering.
Takže dnes mám tému utrpenia.
But before we get started, I thought that's just not a very nice word in English or in Slovak.
Ale predtým, než začneme, tak som si pomyslel, že nie je to najlepšie slovo v angličtine alebo slovenčine, utrpenie.
Yeah. Like, it's not even nice. Not even, like, it's not.
Nie je pekne.
So, I wanted to ask you for synonyms. You can say them in Slovak or in English. A synonym for suffering.
Takže dajte mi nejaké synonymá pre utrpenie v angličtine alebo slovenčine alebo v ukrajinčine.
Anna. Wait, say them loud, I can't hear.
Poste na hlas.
Okay.
Bolest.
Pain, yeah, yep.
Neutešnosť.
It's very hard.
Okay, well, Nick Zapasha, thank you. Okay.
Bezdychu.
Okay.
Agony.
Ooh,
agony.
Good one. I didn't come up with that one. I didn't have that one. Okay.
Anguish.
Anguish? Did I have that one? One more. Hardship. Okay, I had that
hardship,
one.
Takže ťažkosti.
Mm-hmm. Any others?
Nejaké ďalšie?
Chastisement.
Okay. Definitely chastisement is suffering.
Takže toto neviem preložiť, to slovo doznačím. Aha, disciplinovanie sú ťažkosti.
I also had afflictions. I don't know. These are like the, even for English. These are Bible words.
Takže sú také biblické slova.
Afflictions, persecutions.
Prenasledovanie.
Tribulations.
Skúšanie, skúšky.
Endure.
Vytrvanie, vytrvalosť.
Struggle.
Boje.
Happiness.
Šťastie.
That was in the Bible. Yeah, Miška, it was in the Bible.
To bolo v Biblii.
A synonym for suffering.
Takže synonymum pre utrpenie.
Happiness.
A šťastie.
What do you think about that?
Čo si myslíte o tom?
I got you now, don't I?
A myslím, že som vás dostala.
So, what does the Bible actually say about this, these words we're talking about?
Takže čo hovorí Biblia o týchto slovách, o ktorých sa rozprávame?
Before I talk about the Bible, I want to talk about us.
Because predtým, než budeme hovoriť o Biblii, tak chcem hovoriť o nás. Najprv.
Because I think every one of us has some kind of suffering.
Pretože myslím, že každý z nás má nejaké utrpenie.
And so I just want us to name them right now, just out loud.
Takže chcem, aby ste to ich vyslovili nahlas teraz.
Okay, just make a list.
Robte zoznam.
Like, I want you to think of someone, like a friend. Think of a friend who has suffered.
Takže premýšľate nad priateľom, ktorý trpel nejako.
Either greatly or just, you know, they suffered.
Či už to bolo veľké utrpenie alebo malé, ale proste mal utrpenie.
And then I don't want to know the name of the friend. I want to know what it was. How did they suffer?
Nemusíte pomenovať toho priateľa, iba povedzte, čo to bolo za utrpenie.
Like for example, I'll start. Death.
Napríklad smrť.
Like death of a spouse or a child.
Smrť partnera alebo dieťaťa.
Gotta go quick, guys, because it's a...
Musí to ísť rýchlo.
Illness.
A choroba.
Thank you. Another one?
Nejaké ďalšie?
Depresia.
Depression.
Depresia.
Rozvod.
Divorce.
Samota.
Loneliness.
Loneliness.
Overwork.
Prepracovanosť.
Yeah, that one. Good one. Okay.
Nejaké kratšie slova dávať.
So try shorter words.
Yeah.
Stress.
Ďakujem.
Nezamestnanosť.
Unemployment.
I also had drugs and alcohol.
Drogy, alkohol.
Konflikty.
Like, yeah, relationships.
Vzťahy.
You can abbreviate, you know.
Separation.
Oddelenie, rozdelenie.
Like similar to divorce.
Až podobné rozvodu.
Or even just physical separation.
When your dad is in the war.
Yeah.
Ale možno aj fyzické rozdelenie.
But how about war?
Napríklad vojna.
I had car accident.
Napríklad havária, autohavária.
Abuse.
zneužitie.
Any kind, sexual, verbal.
Akékoľvek sexuálne, slovné.
Domestic abuse.
Domáce zneužitie.
Mm-hmm. And then the last, I also had like persecution, which is such a.
A potom tu mám také, že prenasledovanie.
Like for your faith, you know, like being persecuted for your faith.
A prenasledovanie za tvoju vieru.
Yeah, that's an even better way to say it. Yeah. Okay. So like these are concrete things, right? Like you know someone who's gone through this.
Takže toto sú konkrétne veci, a vy poznáte konkrétnych ľudí, ktorí s týmto prešli.
Okay, so it's real. We're not making it up.
Takže je to reálne, my si to nevymýšľame.
And I like personally have been super encouraged recently.
A ja osobne som bola veľmi povzbudená.
Listening to podcasts.
A som počúvala podcasty.
Of missionaries, like the lives of missionaries from like 1600s, 1700s.
Boli to životy misionárov zo 16. 17. storočia.
I mean, they had a really tough life to give their life to God.
A oni mali veľmi ťažké životy a dali tie životy Bohu.
Death.
Smrť.
Death of spouse, death of children.
Smrť partnera, dieťaťa.
One lady who is a doctor. Okay, so she's a doctor. She goes to Congo.
A jedna pani, ona je lekárka, ona išla do Konga.
And she's brutally raped.
A ona bola brutálne znásilnená.
Single missionary woman.
A bola to samotná žena, misionárka, ktorá išla do Konga.
Stories like Elizabeth Elliot. Oh,
let me napríklad.
And you know what this woman said? This is what stood out in her interview.
A viete, čo táto žena povedala? Toto tak vystalo v tom jej interview.
The one in the Congo.
Tá, čo bola v tom Kongu.
It's a written because she's dead now.
A je to zapísané, pretože ona už nežije.
She said at the moment when the men were taking her to rape her.
A ona povedala, že v tom momente, kedy tí muži ju vliekli, aby ju znásilnili.
She said she heard God ask her.
A ona povedala, že ona počula, že Boh jej hovorí.
Can you thank me for trusting you with this?
A on sa jej pýtal, že môžeš mi poďakovať za to, že ti dôverujem.
Uh-huh. Even if I never tell you why.
Aj napriek tomu, že ti nikdy nepoviem prečo.
Like, I can't even imagine being asked that of God. I'm supposed to.
Ja si to ani neviem predstaviť, že by toto Boh odo mňa si pýtal.
Thank you that I will be raped.
Že by som mu mala ďakovať za to, že budem znásilnená.
I mean, that's strong.
To je sila.
Other missionaries like Elizabeth Elliot.
A napríklad ďalší misionári ako Elizabeth Elliot.
Corrie ten Boom. And then at the, you know, when I'm not listening to podcasts, there's a great book I'm reading.
A keď nepočúvam podcasty, tak mám skvelú knihu, ktorú teraz čítam.
And it's by an author you may know, his name's Philip Yancey.
A je to autor, ktorý sa volá Philip Yancey.
And he's written books with these titles.
A on napísal knihy s takýmito názvami.
Disappointment with God.
A napríklad Sklamanie z Boha.
Church, why bother?
A cirkev, prečo sa tým zaoberať?
What's so amazing about grace?
Alebo čo je tak úchvatné na milosti?
Where is God when it hurts?
Alebo kde je Boh, keď to bolí?
What good is God?
Alebo v čom dobrý je Boh?
Like, those are the titles of the book.
A toto boli názvy tých knih.
25 books he's written.
Napísal 25 knih.
And his last book is his memoir.
A jeho posledná kniha sú jeho memoáre.
And that's the book that I am just finished reading.
A to je tá kniha, ktorú som teraz skončila.
And his book, this last book is really the prequel to all of those other books.
A tá jeho kniha je takým predhovorom pred tými ostatnými knihami.
Because in this book you learn about his life.
Pretože z tejto knihy sa učíš o jeho živote.
And how he suffered greatly.
A ako veľmi on trpel.
And why he would ask these questions.
A vôbec prečo by sa pýtal tieto otázky?
So I am like just reading and listening and I'm getting so encouraged.
A tak ja to čítam a počúvam a som veľmi povzbudená.
But at the same time,
ale v rovnakom čase,
I myself have really deep hurts and suffering.
Ale ja sama osobne v rovnakom čase mám tieto skúsenosti a tie zranenia s týmto utrpením.
And while these stories and testimonies help me to feel like okay, I'm not alone.
A kým tieto príbehy a svedectvá mi dávajú pocit, že dobre, nie som v tom sama.
And they tell me of their story, how they got through suffering. It doesn't tell my story.
A hovorí to ich príbeh o tom, ako oni trpeli, nie je to môj príbeh.
How do I get through suffering?
Ako ja prejdem cez to utrpenie?
So to do that, I have to go to the Bible.
Takže na to, aby som to zvládla, tak ja potrebujem ísť do Biblie.
And that's exactly what I believe these Christian people did who wrote books, they also went to the Bible.
A to ja verím, že to isté urobili aj títo kresťanskí autori, oni tiež museli ísť do Biblie.
So I want to share with you, I have been studying suffering for some time.
Tak ja som si študovala utrpenie už nejaký čas.
Many of you know that I had a car accident in 2012.
A mnohí z vás vedia, že ja som mala autohaváriu v 2012.
With my children.
Aj s mojimi deťmi.
And that for me started this journey of really deep suffering, what it looks like and what do you do.
A toto vôbec začalo pre mňa taký ten príbeh a cestu toho utrpenia, čo to vôbec znamená.
So it's not a new thing for me.
Takže pre mňa to nie je nová vec.
And not even a new thing for me to speak on.
A nie je to ani nová vec pre mňa o tom hovoriť.
And the Bible has a lot to say.
Ale Biblia veľa o tom hovorí.
Well, the last few weeks that I have been preparing for today's lesson.
A posledné týždne, keď som sa pripravovala na dnešnú kázeň.
I felt like I needed to, you know, study a little more about it.
Tak som mala pocit, že si potrebujem trošku ešte viac naštudovať o tej téme.
So I only found 141 verses in the New Testament.
Tak našla som iba 141 veršov v Novom zákone.
6 pages.
6 stránok.
Of verses.
6 stránok veršov.
So we're going to go over them, all 141. So
takže pôjdeme cez všetkých 141, takže si vyťahnite svoje Biblie.
That we're not. I would like to, because each of them, like, that's why I couldn't stop.
A ja by som rada, pretože ja som sa nevedela zastaviť, keď som cez nej išla.
I was hungry to hear what God had to say about this.
A bola som hladná počuť, čo Boh o tom chce povedať.
And so I kept writing.
Tak ja som si to zapisovala a zapisovala a zapisovala.
So, we are going to do a little activity because there are so many verses.
Ale budeme robiť trochu aktivitu, lebo je tam veľmi veľa veršov.
We're going to get into some groups.
A dáme sa do skupín.
And we're going to look at those verses.
A pozrieme sa na tie verše.
And we're going to then you're going to tell me what these verses say about.
A vy poviete mne, čo tie verše hovoria.
Okay? And what we'll do because of time, I had planned to give us 15 minutes.
A ja som pôvodne plánovala nám dať 15 minút.
But now we're going to do 5 minutes.
Ale keďže už je málo času, tak budete mať iba 5 minút.
And we're going to read as many as we can.
A budeme si prečítame si koľko len dokážeme.
And the ones we don't read, I'll show you my answers.
A keď už viac nesvládneme, tak ja vám ukážem moje odpovede.
Okay? Okay. So let me just show this. Oh yeah. Here's another part I skipped over. And so that's okay. Is this going to
It should, but okay. We just
Sorry. Screen mirroring.
Does it work?
I don't think it's on yet.
It looks like it's turning on.
Okay. So, while we're waiting on this to get ready, I also wanted us to like think of people in the Bible that we know have suffered, okay?
Takže kým počkáme, kým to nabehne, tak tiež premýšľame o ľuďoch v Biblii, ktorí trpeli.
So you're not, you know, we're not going to write it down, but just tell me like of people that you know in the Bible, stories that you know of people who suffered. Just
takže povedzte mi nejaké príbehy z Biblie ľudí, ktorí trpeli.
Jo.
Yep, that was not first on my list. Jesus was the first.
Takže nebol to prvý môj zozname, prvý bol Ježiš.
Ten tiež.
Jo. Áno, hej. Okay. And who else?
A kto ďalší?
Jakub.
Aha.
Daniel.
Yes.
No.
I know, right? Everyone. Well, I write all the prophets.
Takže všetci proroci.
David.
David.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph. Mm-hmm.
Isaiah.
Yes. Prophet.
Abraham.
Huh? Who did you say?
Abraham.
Uh-huh. Abraham. Paul.
Babel.
Pharaoh.
Yes, he did very much. Absolutely. Because that's actually one of my questions. Do only Christians suffer?
A to bola moja otázka, že sú to iba kresťania, ktorí trpia?
But then the question became, who suffers more, Christians
or
non-Christians?
Otázka bola, že kto trpí viac, kresťania alebo nekresťania?
And my thesis is that I believe Christians suffer more.
A tá moja teória je, že kresťania trpia viac.
And there's a reason why that.
A je na to nejaký dôvod?
But I'll be giving it too much away.
Ale to už by som toho veľa prezradila.
Maybe it's because I already have it. I don't know.
It's not visible, right?
Other people that I just wanted to mention. Remember the bleeding woman that touched Jesus?
A viete, poznáte tú tá krvácajúca žena, ktorá sa dotkla Ježiša?
The beaten Jew that the Good Samaritan helped.
Alebo tí bití Židia?
The Shunammite woman whose son died and then Jesus brought her back. Isaiah.
Neviem, ako sa to povie.
It's okay. It's just a woman in the Old Testament. Shunammite.
Žena zo starého zákona.
A tsunami. And then the kinds of suffering, like if here's kinds of suffering, and like I broke them into 1, 2, 3 kinds.
A keď ide o typy utrpenia, tak ja som našiel také tri typy utrpenia.
An emotional suffering.
Je to emocionálne utrpenie.
A physical suffering.
Fyzické utrpenie.
And also material suffering, like when we don't have the things we need.
A takisto materiálne utrpenie, keď nemáme to, čo potrebujeme.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what does the Bible say about suffering? And I'm going to try one more time. But actually, what I'll do is I'll unplug and plug it back in and see.
So we have máme technický problém.
We'll see. Okay. Maybe it just doesn't work with Macs.
Že možno nemá rád Mac.
Okay. So, in the last 10 minutes that we have, I will very quickly tell you what I found out about suffering. What the Bible says about.
V tých posledných 10 minútach, ktoré máme, tak ja vám poviem, že čo ja som našla, čo Biblia hovorí o utrpení.
Okay, so I found 8 verses, and we'll read one, okay? So I need someone. So, Mishka, can you look up for me? I'm just going to choose one. 2 Timothy 3:12.
Takže 2. Timoteova
3:12.
Mishka, môžeš?
And someone else, Philip, maybe if you could look up first. Petra, 1 Thessalonians 5:15.
1. Thessalonians 5:15.
I need someone else to Anya.
Ešte niekoho ďalšieho potrebujem.
Matthew 5:10-12.
Takže Matúš 5, 10 až 12.
I need someone else.
A ešte ďalší.
Okay, can I give you one?
Takže Kika.
Philippians.
Filipenom 1:29.
Another one?
A ďalší, niekto?
Oh, thanks Eva back there for Hebrews 5:8.
Takže Židom 5:8.
Okay. So, that's just a few that we're going to read.
Takže to je zo pár, ktoré si prečítame.
So the first one that I gave.
Takže ten prvý, ktorý
I gave you 2 Timothy. Yeah.
Takže 2. Timoteova 3:12.
Mám.
Okay. Does it, please tell me it has something to say about suffering.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
A všetci, čo chcú žiť zbožne v Ježišovi Kristovi, budú prenasledovaní.
Oh, wait. Can you read that one more time? Because I think you must have gotten it wrong. One more time.
A všetci, čo chcú žiť zbožne v Ježišovi Kristovi, budú prenasledovaní.
So who wants to follow Jesus?
Takže kto by chcel nasledovať Ježiša?
If you do, you're going to suffer.
Pretože ak chceš, tak budeš trpieť.
Okay. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 verses that I found that say that same thing.
A ja som našla 8 veršov, ktoré hovoria o presne tejto isté veci.
Okay, but let's go to the next one.
Takže poďme do ďalší verš.
1 Thessalonians 5. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Hľadte, aby sa nikto nikomu neodplácal zlým za zlé, ale vždy sa usilujte o dobro medzi sebou i voči všetkým.
Okay.
There's no suffering. It's not no suffering there.
Aha. No?
Odplácanie zlým za zlé.
Maybe the verse before it or after it? Well, I got along with 3 other verses on this theme of that the Bible that they command us to suffer.
A mám 3 ďalšie verše, kde vlastne máme prikázané, že musíme trpieť.
So it's not that saying that you will suffer, but saying you must suffer.
Tam nie je napísané, že budeš trpieť, ale že musíš trpieť.
The next verse was maybe Matthew 5.
A ďalší verš Matúš 5, 10 až 12.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you. Who had Matthew 5? Anna, was that you? Okay.
Blahoslavení prenasledovaní pre spravodlivosť, lebo ich kráľovstvo nebeské. Blahoslavení ste, keď vás pre mňa hanobia a prenasledujú a hovoria o vás všetko zlé. Radujte a veselte sa, pretože vaša odmena hojná je v nebesiach. Veď tak prenasledovali prorokov, ktorí boli pred vami.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So many things that we can say about that one. I said,
tam veľa vecí, ktoré by sme o tom mohli povedať.
There's a blessing on you.
Ale zaujímavé, že je tam nejaké požehnanie, ktoré je na tebe dané. Je ti dané požehnanie, keď trpíš.
Who had Philippians 1:29?
Takže Filipenom 1:29.
Veď vám sa dostala milosť pre Krista, aby ste v Neho nielen verili, ale za Neho aj trpeli.
Okay. I, along with 2 Thessalonians, found that it's, I said it, a privilege to suffer.
A okrem druhá Tesaloničanom, ktorá o tomto istom hovorí, tak je, že sme privilegovaní, že môžeme trpieť.
It's a privilege to suffer.
Že je to privilegium.
Wow. And then Hebrews 5:8.
A potom Židom 5:8.
A hoci bol synom, vo svojom utrpení sa naučil poslušnosti.
What do we learn when we suffer?
Takže čo sa učíme, keď trpíme?
Obedience.
Učíme sa poslušnosti.
Wow. So we learn obedience when we suffer.
Takže keď trpíme, tak učíme sa poslušnosti.
I mean, that's huge.
A to je veľká vec.
And that's only not even a fourth of the verses that I studied.
A to nie je ani štvrtina z tých veršov, ktoré som si študoval.
Of course, we know in the Bible that Christ's suffering was necessary for salvation.
A vieme z Biblie, že to utrpenie Krista bolo potrebné pre spásu.
He promised in 1 Peter that it will only be for a little while. The suffering will only be for a little while.
V 1. Petra on slúbil, že to utrpenie bude iba na chvíľu.
In 2 Thessalonians and in Hebrews, he says he will restore us after we suffer.
A v 2. Tesaloničanom a v Židom on hovorí, že on nás obnoví po tom, čo sme trpeli.
So we'll be restored.
Takže my budeme obnovení.
In Hebrews 11:25, did I give that to anybody?
A Židom 11:25, dal som to niekomu?
It's fine. It says that we must choose to suffer.
A tam sa píše, že my si musíme zvoliť trpieť.
That we have a choice and we must choose to suffer.
Takže my máme na výber a máme si vybrať, že budeme trpieť.
James 5 says count them happy who endure.
Jakub 5 tam sa píše, že počítajte ich za šťastných, tých, ktorí vytrvajú.
2 Corinthians says God comforts us in our suffering.
Alebo 2. Korintianom tam sa píše, že Boh nás upokojuje, keď prechádzame utrpením.
That we're not alone.
Že v tom nie sme sami.
Romans says we won't be separated from Christ. Like the suffering won't be so bad that it separates you from Christ.
Alebo v Rímanom sa píše, že utrpenie neznamená oddelenie od Boha. To znamená, nikdy nebude to utrpenie tak veľké, aby sme boli oddelení od Boha.
Okay, so that's what I found generally about suffering. generally.
Takže to je to, čo som vo všeobecnosti našla o utrpení.
But it also talks about why do people suffer. I think that's a question most of us have. Why? Why do we have to suffer?
Ale väčšina ľudí má otázku, že prečo? Prečo ľudia musia trpieť?
So for that, this is what I found.
A k tomuto som našla tieto veci.
Why do we suffer? Well, it brings people to God.
A prvá vec je, že to prináša, privádza ľudí k Bohu.
Okay, either in your salvation.
Či už čo sa týka tvojej spásy.
Or in bringing you back to God through discipline.
Alebo že ťa to vráti k Bohu cez disciplínu.
Lots of verses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on those.
Je k tomu veľa veršov, 8 veršov.
We also, it talks about being sanctified.
A tiež tam píše o tom, že sme posvetení.
That suffering is required for sanctification.
A že to utrpenie je potrebné k tomu, aby sme boli posvetení.
Okay, so let's just think about it for a minute. So,
takže premýšľate nad tým chvíľu.
If you're a believer,
ak si veriaci,
and you're wake up in the morning,
a ty sa zobudíš ráno,
and you are being sanctified.
A si posvetený.
Everything that you do, right?
Čokoľvek, čo robíš.
You're making choices. Some are good and some aren't.
Robíš rozhodnutia, niektoré sú dobré, niektoré sú zlé.
And those decisions that aren't so good, God uses those to help you know to make better decisions.
A tie rozhodnutia, ktoré neboli dobré, tak Boh si ich použije, aby ťa naučil, ako urobiť lepšie rozhodnutia.
And that suffering is a part of that.
A utrpenie je toho súčasťou.
So if you, let me just make sure I can get this right in a moment. So if you're a believer, you will be sanctified.
Takže ak si veriaci, tak budeš posvetený.
And you will suffer.
A budeš trpieť.
Because they go together.
Pretože tieto dve veci idú spolu.
And also I found, why do we suffer? Temptation.
A ďalší dôvod, prečo trpíme, pokušenie.
Where we're having to make that choice, are we going to choose?
Kedy musíme robiť rozhodnutia, čo si zvolíme?
There were also verses in about that we comfort others. That's the purpose. Like God takes us through suffering so that we can then comfort others who are suffering.
A takisto sú verše o tom, že keď my trpíme, tak my potom sme schopní potešovať iných ľudí, ktorí prechádzajú utrpením.
Really big one. We suffer to glorify God.
A ďalšia veľká vec je, že my trpíme, aby sme oslávili Boha.
It to exalt him.
Aby sme ho vyvýšili.
And to share in his identity.
Aby sme zdieľali jeho identitu.
Because we know that he suffered greatly on earth.
Pretože my vieme, že on veľmi trpel tu na zemi.
And when we suffer, it, you know, in 2 Corinthians and Romans and Philippians and Peter, it says that we identify with Christ.
A keď my trpíme, tak v 2. Korintianom, v Petrovi a inde sa píše o tom, že my sa identifikujeme s Kristom.
Okay. The final is, what does the Bible tell, what does it instruct us to do when we suffer?
A tá posledná vec je, čo nás Biblia učí, aby sme robili, keď trpíme, keď prechádzame utrpenie.
I found in James that we James and Hebrews, to not forget it, but remember it.
A v Jakubovi a v Židom som našla, že nesmieme na to zabudnúť, ale máme si to zapamätať.
I even said write it down.
Tiež som si povedala, aby som si to zapísala.
So we don't forget it, we remember.
Aby sme si to zapamätali.
It says what to do when we suffer in Hebrews. Suffer together.
A v Židom sa píše, že trpte spolu.
Not by yourself.
A nebuď v tom utrpení sám.
But you know, in order to suffer together, what does it mean you have to do?
Ale aby sme trpeli spolu, tak čo to znamená, že čo musíme robiť?
You got to tell someone. Yeah,
musíš to niekomu povedať.
You got to share it. It tells us to endure patiently.
A tiež tam píše, že máš vydržať v trpezlivosti.
And that, this is maybe the most verses because it says endure it, be patient and rejoice in it.
Takže vytrvaj, buď trpezlivý a raduj sa. Okay.
That's what they tell us to do. That's what the Bible says for us to do when we suffer.
Takže to je to, čo Biblia nám hovorí, že čo máme robiť, keď sme v utrpení.
So when there's a death,
keď je tam smrť.
You should be patient and rejoice.
Takže máš byť trpezlivý a máš sa radovať.
When there's sickness, when there's keď je choroba, depression,
keď je depresia.
When you feel alone,
keď si sám.
When you've lost your job,
keď si strátil prácu.
When there's a war,
keď je vojna.
Paul goes on to say, don't be sad. He even takes it further. That's not just be happy, but he says don't be sad.
A Pavol ide ešte ďalej, no hovorí, že nielen že sa raduj, ale nebuď ani smutný.
1 Peter talks, it's like the key. It's the key for suffering, one of the keys, but very very key.
V 1. Petrove to je taký kľúč k tomu utrpeniu.
It instructs us that when we suffer, we have to trust Christ.
Že keď sme v utrpení, tak musíme dôverovať Bohu.
We have to trust him.
My mu musíme dôverovať.
Trust that he knows everything.
Musíme dôverovať, že on vie o všetkom.
That he is a good God.
Že on je dobrý Boh.
That he has good things for me.
A že on má dobré veci pripravené pre mňa.
Trust that he that this suffering isn't for no reason.
A dôverovať, že to utrpenie nie je bez dôvodu.
We have to trust Christ.
Musíme dôverovať Kristovi.
Also there's a lot of verses about not just being patient and rejoicing, but to do it bravely.
A je veľa veršov o tom, nielen, že musíme byť trpezliví a radovať sa, ale že musíme to robiť v odvahe, musíme mať odvahu.
To look to God for comfort.
A že musíme hľadať Boha pre potešenie.
Okay, so not only to rejoice, but when these things happen, but to look to God.
A nielen sa radovať, keď sa tieto veci dejú, ale musíme sa pozerať a hľadať Boha.
For comfort.
Pre potešenie.
That we should have hope. That we should have hope.
A musíme mať nádej.
In our suffering, because it's not going to separate us from God.
A pretože nás to neoddelí od Boha.
So, I apologize. I really felt like it was important that you look at the verses yourself.
Ja sa ospravedlňujem, pretože veľmi som považovala za dôležité, aby vy sami ste si pozreli tie verše.
It's so much, this book was written for you.
A táto kniha je napísaná pre teba.
And you need to read these things for yourself.
A ty si musíš čítať túto knihu sám pre seba.
I'm happy to provide a list of verses for you.
A ja veľmi rada ti poskytnem zoznam veršov.
But the one thing that I just want to leave here, like my final statement.
Ale posledná vec, ktorú by som chcela vám nechať.
Is that suffering is hard.
Je, že utrpenie je ťažké.
But we don't suffer alone.
Ale my netrpíme sami.
God sees us in our suffering.
Boh nás vidí v tom našom utrpení.
And he draws us close to him.
A on nás priťahuje bližšie k sebe.
And for me and the suffering I've personally been through.
A pre mňa a pre to moje osobné utrpenie, ktorým som ja prechádzala.
And I was so surprised to hear it twice in the podcast that I was listening to.
A ja som bola tak prekvapená, že dvakrát som to počula v podcaste, ktorý som počúvala.
Because I just thought this was an idea that I came up with and
pretože ja som si myslela, že to je proste moja myšlienka, na ktorú som ja prišla.
And even wondered if it's even theological.
A dokonca som premýšľala nad tým, či je to teologicky správne.
But this is how I feel, that because of my suffering, I am in this very elite club.
Ale to je takto, nad tým ja premýšľam, že kvôli tomu utrpeniu sa ja nachádzam vo veľmi takom elitnom klube.
Because I know God in a way that I've never known him before.
Pretože ja poznám Boha takým spôsobom, akým som ho nikdy predtým nepoznala.
Because I suffered.
Kvôli tomu, že som prechádzala utrpením.
And I suffered greatly.
A mala som utrpenie veľké.
And how do you get into the club?
A
ako
sa dostaneš do tohto elitného klubu?
You have to suffer.
Musíš trpieť.
And you have to, like the Bible said, choose to suffer.
A ako Biblia hovorí, ty si to musíš zvoliť, trpieť.
I remember, like, I think a lot of us, when we go through suffering, don't we pray that it would end.
A myslím, že veľa z nás, keď prechádzame utrpením, tak nemodlíme sa, aby to už prestalo.
Pray for the sickness to end.
Aby sa tá choroba skončila.
Pray to find a job.
Aby sme si už našli prácu.
That's what we want. Of course, those are good things.
To je to, čo chceme, pretože sú to dobré veci.
But what if instead we prayed, thank you God that I'm suffering.
Ale čo keby sme sa namiesto toho modlili, ďakujem ti Bože za toto utrpenie.
Like in place of praying for what we want or what we think would be better.
Takže namiesto toho, aby sme prosili o to, čo chceme alebo čo by možno bolo dobré.
That we would say thank you God like this missionary doctor did, like I thank you for what you're putting me through.
Tak povieme Bohu, ďakujem ti Bože za to, čo cez čo ma prevádzaš.
Because you know you have a story for me.
Pretože ty máš nejaký príbeh pre mňa.
And I trust you.
A ja ti dôverujem.
Instead of asking God to take it away, find that community.
A namiesto toho, aby si prosil Boha, aby to zobralo teba preč, tak nájdi si komunitu.
And say it out loud.
A povedz to nahlas.
Pray together about it.
Modlite sa spolu.
Throw away the lie that because we're Christians or church leaders, Bible teachers, missionaries, that we won't suffer.
A nie je pravda, že pretože my sme kresťania, že sme dobrí kresťania, cirkevní vedúci, takže nebudeme trpieť.
That's a lie.
Pretože to nie je pravda.
As we see today, the Bible just says exactly the opposite.
A pretože ako sme videli dneska, tak Biblia od nás žiada presný opak.
We have to trust Christ.
Musíme dôverovať Kristovi.
In this suffering that he there's a quote I want to end in that quote. One of the people from my podcast I quoted this and I just think it's really appropriate to leave you with today.
A jeden človek z môjho podcastu, ktorý som počúvala, tak mal tento citát a myslím, že to je veľmi dobré vás zanechať s týmto citátom.
And it's this. God made you to do the hard thing.
A že Boh ťa stvoril na to, aby si urobil alebo robil ťažké veci.
You don't have to long for only the best things in life.
A vo svojom živote nemusíš túžiť len po tých najlepších veciach.
Know that even in the hard things, there's something that's already been given to you.
A vedz, že dokonca v tých ťažkých veciach sú veci, ktoré ti boli dané.
That equips you.
A ktoré ťa vyzbrojujú.
And so when you get out of bed tomorrow,
a tak keď zajtra vstaneš ráno z postele,
it could be a really, really good day.
A možno to bude veľmi dobrý deň.
Or it could be a really, really hard day.
Alebo veľmi ťažký deň.
Or it could even be your last day.
A možno to bude tvoj posledný deň.
We don't know.
My to nevieme.
But we do know that we can do hard things.
Ale to, čo vieme, že my môžeme robiť tie ťažké veci.
We as Christians.
My ako kresťania.
We as Christ in us.
My ako tí, ktorí máme Krista v nás.
We can do hard things. You have capacity for extremely hard things.
My musíme robiť ťažké veci a máme kapacitu na to, aby sme robili ťažké veci.
You're not nearly as fragile as you think you are.
A nie si tak krehký, ako si myslíš, že si.